Today's the disappearance day of Srila Gurudev and the appearance day of Srila Bhakti and Vaman Gosvami Maharaj. So we will remember his mercy and we will proceed and do kirtan. When my Guru Maharaj, in his childhood, when he was in his mother's womb, his mother used to always come to Sri Chaitanya Math. And even when he was born in Chaitanya Math. When he became a little more older, then even when he was a small baby, his mother would bring him, keep him under the shade of a tree, she would wash pots, sweep the floor, she would always be engaged in seva. Because she knew that there is so much difference between the seva that is done in the material world and the seva rendered by the Guru Varga. You see, one whose life is engaged in the service of the mat, in the service of Sri Guru and Vaishnavas, his life is very auspicious and successful. Because karma and seva is not the same. This you must realize. And this is naturally realized when Guru engages one in his service, when he gives the seva adhikar in the transcendental realm, then he will never think the seva as mundane. Never think of it as insignificant. That, he never has this doubt that, oh, can I please Guru Vaishnavas by my seva or not? So she would place her son under the tree and she would continue her seva. She would not think some mosquitoes might bite my son or some ants might bite him. Whole day she would serve and others would look after her baby. And then when he became a little more older, so one day she came in Navadvip Dham Parikrama. So then my Guru Maharaj, he hid somewhere. Mother kept searching for him. Where is this small boy? Maybe someone has stolen him. Because thousands of people come there to Mayapur. So my Guru Maharaj's uncle was Sri Bhakti Kushal Narsingh Maharaj. He had already taken initiation from Prabhupada and he was staying in Sri Chaitanya Math. So then he said, don't worry, anyhow we'll find your son and we'll keep him here with me. And then you can take him back. But who will want to leave a small son behind? Anyhow, because she had taken shelter of Prabhupada's lotus feet, she was very patient. Because she knew if I return home, my husband might even beat me so much. So Narsingh Maharaj said, I'll write a letter to your husband, don't worry. And he himself can come and take his son back. When I find him. So then she left after the parikrama was finished. So then Guru Maharaj, he came to Prabhupada in Chaitanya Math. And he asked him, where were you? Your mother, your brahmacharis, everyone was searching for you. Where were you hiding? Then Guru Maharaj said, Prahlad, in his childhood he had worshipped Sri Bhagavan. Bhagavan always saved him, looked after him. In this way, Bhagavan is the savior of everyone. So I went to Narsingapalli in the forest and there I was praying to Narsingadev that please save me from this moha, maya, that I can always eternally serve Prabhupada and the Vaishnavas. And what did you eat? What did you drink? Oh, sometimes someone would give me something, the pujari would give me something to eat. And I'd be in the forest there. So many mosquitoes are also there. At that time, that place was fully covered by forest. So weren't you scared? When you're alone by yourself. And I was thinking within my mind, that without Guru Vaishnavas, there is no one in this world. Bhagavan, he is there, so I have taken shelter of him. Or else, someone would have imprisoned me in this samsara. Because the moha of mother father is very strong. They will not leave one so easily, saying he is mine. And at all times, this bondage becomes stronger and stronger. By the day, one can even be freed from prison, from this Maya Moha, especially the Moha of mother and Sneha of father. This bondage, this bandhan, is very difficult to break, this attachment. Therefore, Vaman Maharaj said, whatever I have to do in my childhood, or else as I grow old, I will not be able to do this. So I left home. So then, after Parikrama had finished, everyone had left. So then I was remembering Prabhupada, the Vaishnava's Guru Varga. So Prabhupada, he would always call me, come here. And I went there. And so, he was a small boy. So Prabhu, he had many other small children, like Janardhan Maharaj, Sant Maharaj, Rishikesh Maharaj. Then they became sannyasis. But they were all very young children. So Prabhupada, he put Bhavan Maharaj in Thakur Bhaktivinoda Institute. And Narisaya Guru Prabhu, he would look after everything. Param Gurudev was the manager. And all the sevas inside the temple, inside the mutt, all the responsibility was given to Narada Seva Guru Prabhu. So my Guru Maharaj, his name before was Santosh. Saying was Santosh, if you want to stay in the temple, then you must try having a samanda with Guru Vaishnava. Receive that mercy. So you must try to do some seva. So then he'd go to school, and then morning, evening, he'd do his seva. In the evening, 12:30, 1 o'clock, he'd awake. Nari Seva Guru would say, come with me. Because at that time, there was no drain system then. At that time, people would pass and that would be collected in a pot. And that pot would be emptied in some place which would be very far away, in the forest or in the fields. Still, Vaman Maharaj was a small boy. Still, he would carry everything on his head. And with Narada Seva Guru Prabhu, he would go and empty the whole thing. And two, three boys sometimes would go and they'd clean the whole place, the whole bathroom. And say, when he'd return during the day, after school, then he would say, Nari Prabhu would say, go climb the tree and bring those bale fruits. So a small boy, anyone who would climb the tree. Because Prabhupada, he would like this bale juice mixed with gourd. So Vaman Maharaj would bring some of these bale fruits down. So Vaman Maharaj would take this juice to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada would say, whatever you give, first of all, you should offer to my Gandharvika Giridhari, to Mahabhu, four Acharyas, and especially the place where we stay, Giriraj is nearby. Radha Kund, Sham Kund is there. So whatever you give me, you should offer to them and then give me. One day, my Guru Maharaj is in Govardhan. I came from Mathura and I got one garland to give to Guru Maharaj. And Guru Maharaj said, where do you bring this garland from? From Mathura. Then Vaman Maharaj said, I'm staying here in Giriraj. Did you offer this garland to Giriraj? No. Then he said, Prabhupada Sasi Thakur's time when he was a small boy, 9 years old. And Prabhupada, he said, there is Giriraj. This Vrajpatan is on the banks of Radha Kund. My Guru Maharaj, Gaurakshwaradas Babaji Maharaj, is present here. You offer this to them first and then you can give it to me. I don't know the mantra, how to offer. Then Prabhupada said, Shri Giriraj mantra is not so difficult. Just remember this. Om Namo Govardhana Dharam. Govardhana Dharam Vande Gopala Goparupinam. Gokula Mutsam Ishanam Govindam Gopika Priyam. Say Gop Gopi Gopal. Go Gokul. Giriraj is always enhancing their bliss, happiness. So offering it to Giriraj, then you give it to me. The Guru Varga. See, in the Bhagavat, this Govardhan Leela has been described. What would go to Giriraj, Govardhan, he would always offer to Bhagavan. Without offering to Bhagavan, he would never accept anything. Because he knew that in this world, the jivas are very independent and therefore they go to hell. Therefore, whatever Giriraj accepts, the photo you get, you surrender, you offer to Giriraj, and then accept the remnants. So Guru Maharaj, he would say, since that day, then whatever Prabhupada said, his words were like lines etched on a stone, etched on my heart. Sometimes Vaman Maharaj, he would bring some channa and then mix it with lime and then some spices and offer to Prabhupada. And first he would offer to Giriraj and then Gaurishwadas Babaji Maharaj Samadhi. And then he would remember Gandharva Giridhari Mahaprabhu. And then he would give to Mahaprabhu, to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada would be so happy. Because he's a small boy, very simple boy. Such simplicity is Vaishnavism. One who is not simple, soft, who is not ready to accept the instructions of Guru Vaishnavas, who is independent, then he will never be happy himself. And even his seva will not please anyone. There are some who do so much seva, but no one is happy by their seva. Because they are not simple. You can only enter into this realm of prem when this deceit goes away. As long as you're a hypocrite and you're deceitful, then why will people be happy by your seva if you're a hypocrite? So therefore, Prabhupada, since then, you drink this bale juice, this chana, and Nari Sevi Grapu is absorbed in the mud services the whole day. At the time, he brings some neem leaves, fry them, add some salt, and then he would send to Vaman Maharaj, go give it to Prabhupada. This channa dal. This channa would be soaked overnight and then add some salt the next day, some black pepper. And then one portion would be set aside for Prabhupada. So Nari Vaisagrupa knew everything how to serve Prabhupada. So he would give to my Guru Maharaj one bowl of dal and all these things. And Vaman Maharaj, he would offer to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada would say, do you remember the mantras? Said yes. Then Guru Maharaj, he would say. Then do you remember anything else? Yeah, remember more. Then he would say, Vasayo. Makrishna Charana Sparsha Pramoda Tanoti Vanas Tanurya Suyaman Namolai Dharam Janakulati Rajo. And Prabhupada said, how did he learn these verses? When this Govardhan Puja was going on the court, that time he offered Pushpanjali and you made everyone recite these mantras. Saying, were you there also? And say, yes, Prabhupada. By your mercy, Nari Prabhu, Vinod Bihari Prabhu, they made me remember everything. What a Prabhupada would say, you remember everything. So, do you know the meaning of this place? Then he was silent. Did someone teach you the meaning? Then Guru Maharaj, he said at that time, I was remembering my Prabhupada, Vinod Bihari. Nari Saga Sevika Prabhu, Vinod Bihari Prabhu. And then Prabhupada became so happy and he said, I remember an Ashtak. It's Govardhana Prarthana Dashakam. And it's Govardhana Me Dishatam Avishtam. It's Govardhana Ashtakam. Remember these two prayers. So Guru Maharaj said that the words of Prabhupada are Brahma Vakya, Shabda Brahma. Prabhupada, he said, just see what Krishna has done in this world. He called everyone and he offered them at Giriraj. Giriraj taking responsibility for them. Krishna said, I cannot take responsibility for everyone and look after them. My Priya Sevak, Giriraj, he can do this. And Giriraj Govardhan, he makes everyone ready and teaches them how to serve Radharani, Krishna, Vrajavasis. Makes everyone ready. So you want to do bhajan, then you should pray. Have samanda with Giriraj Govardhan. Govarda iti Govardhan. You cannot control these senses. Go means senses, gyan, prithvi, earth, knowledge, all the Vedanta Upanishad, Gopal, Gopal, Gokul. So Prabhupada, what did he say? He said, we should engage these senses. Who will engage one senses in Prabhu's seva? Therefore, Krishna, he got everyone to Giriraj's lotus feet. So since then, Guru Maharaj, every day, he would do Stavasati of Giriraj, Astak, and he would pray, may my senses be engaged in Guru Vaishnava Seva. May my senses never be used for anyone else. Giriraj, he has this power. Because Krishna, he didn't have his puja done. He had Giriraj's puja done, Govardhan's puja. And by this, everything had been done. And there you see, Abhishek of Krishna was done in Govindakund. Yajna Mahotsav was performed in Govindakund. And Krishna, he became Naval Kishore in Apsarakund, and he accepted all the Radharanis and he accepted everyone as the Apsaras. And Radhakund, most exalted leelas have taken place. So I remember when Shri Gurudev came to the mat. Then Gurudev, he would ask Vaman Goswami Maharaj, you were present during the time of Prabhupada. So did you speak to Prabhupada any time? What instructions did he give you? Then Vaman Maharaj, he told Gurudev about his life. And Gurudev would say, when I heard these words from Vaman Maharaj, then even I developed strong, unflinching faith in Giriraj. Giriraj, he knows everything. Since then, I had this desire. Now I'll also go stay near Giriraj and serve him and do parikrama. In this way, I'll always offer myself at his lotus feet. So in this way, Gurudev would go like 2-3 times a week to Giriraj. But once he stayed 6 months continuously, near Giriraj, he would do parikrama, to Madhukari Bhiksha. He would read one chapter of the Bhagavad to Giriraj. Chant 1 lakh Harinam every day. In the morning, he do parikrama, and even in the evening, he do parikrama. Pujavati Vikram Maharaj, he, not just 1 or 2 days, for 4 months, when he had Narayan Prabhu, he was Muni Maharaj's son. So he had taken Harinam from Prabhupada and he took Diksha from Shashauti Maharaj. So Narayan Prabhu and Trivikram Maharaj are big bodies. Still they do parikrama every day. Their feet would be cut, bleeding, but still they do parikrama. So what Bhagavan has taught, what Guru Arga has said, We cannot follow, we cannot do sadhana, whole siddhi be had. Only way the sadhana siddha deha will be had. This is, then one siddha sarup will be had. Or else it's not so easy. So Maharaj, the sadhana has done, Guru Maharaj. As long as he was in Rajpattan, Sri Chaitanya Mata, then by Prabhupada's mercy order, he said, if you want to have samanda and bhavat kripa, if you want to receive the mercy of the Vaishnavas, then it is only by this seva, this non-duplicitous seva. Not just as an external show. Not that, oh, I'll make him happy. And that he'll glorify me. Oh, he'll speak about me to others. He'll praise me in front of others. Not with this expectation in return. So I'm Prabhupada do Harikatha Kirtan. Then my Guru Maharaj at that time. At the time, when he stayed with Vinod Bihari Brahmachari in the night, then he would speak all these kathas to him. Just as Sarup Damodar Goswami, every day, whatever he had seen about Mahaprabhu's life, he would speak to Raghunath Das Goswami. Similarly, Vinod Bihari Brahmachari would also speak about Prabhupada to Guru Maharaj. Guru Maharaj, he had a diary from his childhood, and everything he would write down from his very childhood. Everything that he had done during the day, everything that he had heard during the day, he would write everything down in his diary in the night, while he would sleep at 2 in the night. So there he saw how the sambandha is had with the Vaishnavas. So Prabhupada, he would say, that the Vaishnava's body is a prakrit. And I am Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, I will never speak with that person who is always criticizing. Any bhakta who comes to the ashram, even if he is a grihastha, tyagi, regardless, he has taken shelter of Sri Guru, taken shelter of Harinam and Seva, then you must not have any prakrit buddhi towards him. Means any mundane understanding. Just learn to respect. This is Vaishnava Dharma. This is Vaishnavata. Then, by the mercy of the bhaktas, all divine qualities will appear within him. This will never be possible by your own sadhana. It may take even millions of lives. It is not possible by one's own sadhana. What is this sadhana? Means to non-duplicitously serve and accept the direction of the bhaktas. So Guru Maharaj, from his very childhood, he would see that if the Vaishnavas needed anything, then immediately he would leave everything aside and he would be absorbed in that seva. So once Bhakti Saranga Goswami Maharaj, some days before Janmashtami, Prabhupada called and he said, our Janmashtami has come. Now you have to go do some collection, some bhiksha. So when he spoke these words, at that time Saranga Goswami Maharaj, he didn't care if it was very hot or it was raining the whole day. No, whole day he'd go to the market. He'd be outside and collect bhiksha. But then what happened? He's working so hard, not eating anything, drinking anything. Body became sick. He got fever and then he got pneumonia because of being drenched in the rain. He got typhoid. Then he came to Mayapur. He was trembling, shaking, and then he just collapsed. And then Prabhupada heard. Then Prabhupada himself came. He had such high fever. seemed his body would burn. At the time, there was no doctor also in Mayapur. There was no one nearby also. In Krishnanagar, there was someone. But how could he go walking all the way? There was no, or else there was only a horse carriage, bullock cart. So Prabhupada immediately, he arranged for a trunk call from Kolkata. At the time, Bhaktivilas Tirtha Maharaj, Skinji Bihari Prabhu. Then he sent him there to Calcutta. And then immediately he brought medicine back from there. And Prabhupada himself kept his hand on Saranga Sumara's head and he was like gently dabbing his head with a wet cloth, gently dabbing his forehead with a wet cloth. And just see here, Guru is Bhagavat Swarup himself. And just see how he's serving his disciples, who are his sun and earth servants. So there, Guru Maharaj, he saw Prabhupada was gently dabbing Sarangasya Maharaj's head. His body was burning. So Vaman Maharaj, he was a small boy, he used to fan Prabhupada. Then Prabhupada said, no need to fan me, just sit here and just massage his hands and legs. Make him relax and anyhow you soak his body in this warm water. So Guru Maharaj, he started doing that. Then after many hours, when Kunjwari Prabhu bought some medicine from Kolkata, he bought the doctor also from there. And the doctor said, oh, he has pneumonia, he has typhoid. He cannot even breathe properly. No, don't use this, don't dab him anymore with this water. No, I'll make some arrangement. And after 2-3 days, on the fourth day, then he returned to consciousness. And until then, until he came back to consciousness, Prabhupada was continuously engaged in serving him. My Guru Maharaj also, and other Vaishnavas also. So someone may say, oh, Saranga Swami Maharaj, he is suffering because of his karma. Well, why did he suffer like this, despite being engaged in Prabhupada's seva, despite taking shelter of him? So on the fourth day, when Saranga Swami Maharaj came back to consciousness, there he saw Prabhupada standing by his side. Sitting by his side, and he saw how grave he was. And Prabhupada himself was such grave. And Saranga Swami Maharaj started weeping so much. Oh Gurudev, even my parents have not served me this way, like how you have served. You know, like how you have looked after me. And Prabhupada said, just recover now. And I'll pray to Bhagavan that Bhagavan has given you this seva. But some prarabdha or prarabdha, no. This prarabdha karma can never give any difficulty to bhaktas. Is this fruit of karma? No. When this is Bhagavan to engage one in his seva, to bring one near him, Bhagavan sometimes he removes certain things and he makes the heart pure and engages him in his seva. So this body is had by the fruit of one's karma. But within this body, sometimes there are even certain entities which are averse to Bhagavad Seva. So when we are engaged in Bhagavad Seva, we also engage these adverse entities in Bhagavan's Seva. But they are opposed to us. How? These adverse living entities. They will not let us engage in seva. Who gives these miseries, these threefold miseries? Adidevik, Adibhautik, Adhyatmik. You see, Adidevik means the miseries inflicted by the devatas. They give so much suffering. And Adibhautik means and Adhyatmik. They will not trouble us so much, but the devatas, they especially trouble us so much. Therefore, the sadhak, he should always remember that never disobey any Devi Devata. But everyone is Bhagavan's Dasanudas. They're either his servants, maidservants. So give Bhagavad Prasad to them, give Bhagavan's remnants to them, as the garlands that he has used, just Chandamrit. But don't independently worship them. They're all Bhagavan's dasanadas. Therefore, give them Bhagavad Prasad, Bhagavan's remnants, and then accept it accordingly. Whereas you're offering Bhoga to Bhagavan, Goshi, Guru, and if you're accepting everything yourself, saying, I'm the controller, I'm the master, no one else is, don't think like this. Everyone is waiting to receive Bhagavan's remnants, because it is not, everyone is not as fortunate as the others to worship Bhagavan, to accept his remnants. But still, they have this qualification to receive his Mahaprasad, his remnants, his Chandamrit. Therefore here, after you do Archan, then what do? After some time you offer, not just Devi Devatas, but to all the Vaishnavas, the Vrajavasis, Bhaktas, Adhikarik Devatas, everything is offered to them as well. If you go to South India, there you can see after Bhoga, Pujari brings this thali full of prasad, this plate, and then this remnants of Bhagavan is distributed to all the Devi Devatas situated outside the temple. So say, Prabhupada, he then blessed Saranga Goswami Maharaj, that from now, O Prakrit Prabhu, no Devata, Devi will ever disturb you. He blessed Sri Bhakti Saranga Goswami Maharaj. You see, if one is especially dear to Sri Guru, then he especially is troubled very much. Everyone troubles him so much. You see, no one attacks an ordinary person, but one who is really dear, he is attacked. Therefore, be careful. So my Guru Maharaj would say, since that day, I saw the speciality of Srila Prabhupada. Then, not just the Devi Devatas, any ordinary person who would come, Prabhupada, he would respect him so much. In the ashram, don't think that all only qualified people will come. Sometimes one who's eating fish, drunkard, eating meat, one who's doing drugs, he comes. But unless he honors Mahaprasad, how will he be changed? Because whole life he has never honored Mahaprasad, he's never heard Harikatha, never done Harikirtan, listened to Bhagavan's names. How will he be changed? Therefore the Vaishnava is very merciful. Someone says, what is the need to serve these ghosts who come from outside? But this is foolishness. Every jiva is the part and parcel of Sri Krishna. Mayavamsa jiva loka jiva bhuta sanatana. Every entity belongs to Bhagavan. Whether ignorant, they're kukarmis. Always observing vyabhichar, means debauchery. And all the bad things. They don't have proper knowledge. So Jnani Bhakti, Jnani, why does he despise? Why should he be repulsed by the others? He should try to change them. You see, if you hit someone, despise anyone, this is not a sign of mercy. You see, daya, compassion is the root of dharma. The root of sin is pride, abhiman. Never give up this compassion, this daya, mercy. If you cannot be merciful to anyone, if you cannot forgive him, then how will Bhagavan's mercy be upon you? It will never be had. Therefore, my Guru Maharaj would say, since that day, I saw during Navadvip Parikrama, I see not just thousands, lakhs of people would come. And Prabhupada would speak such beautiful katha continuously. And he would instruct the Maharajas, the Bhaktas, that this Bhagavad Prasad should be distributed to everyone. But this Bhagavad Prasad, if one receives even one grain of this Mahaprasad, tiny particle, then the seed has already been sown in his heart. Then the seed will gradually grow into a sapling, fructify. This is just a prasadad, Bhagavad Prasado. It's a prasadad, nagadikatopi, damstoms, shastri sandhyam, devguru shri charanaravindam. You see, if one honors Mahaprasad, then slowly he'll start chanting Harinam, his anik mantras. He will respect everyone accordingly, because he has not received Mahaprasad until now. He's only eaten foodstuffs in the mode of ignorance, passion, sometimes goodness. So now he's honoring Mahaprasad. Then he will realize. So Nirbandha Krishna Sambandhe Yukta Vairagya Muchyate. Asakta Vishya Vishyan Etan Upayunchyate. Vairagya Muchyate. So where will this anurag be had from? If you're eating food in the mode of ignorance, then how will your mind be pure? Krishna, he said, Yogam Tam Tite. So my Guru Maharaj would say, Prabhupada would speak in such simple manner. And all the bhaktas, everyone becomes absorbed in their seva. Ordinary people who would come, they would say, oh, is he Guru, is he Vaishnava, is he Bhagwan? Why should he serve him? Saying no. If Guru is happy, if Bhagwan is happy, then the jiva will change. See, to change the jivas, you'll have to be so merciful to them, so compassionate to them. Prabhupada said, to change one person, I have to spend 100 gallons of blood. I'm ready to do it, to change him. So my Guru Maharaj from that day said, if any person comes, first you give him an asan, you should make him sit down. Give him some water to drink. And if you don't have anything to offer, at least offer some sweet words to him. At least speak sweetly to him. And they say, give him some food, some clothes. One asan. If you don't have nirmalya, flower garlands, then at least speak some sweet words to him. But this is not possible for us. We think, oh, who is greater than me? Why should I serve that person? Who is he? Oh, I am Brahma myself. I am Bhagavan. Why should I serve others? I am Guru, I am Acharya. I am Sannyasi. Why should I serve? But Prabhupada, you see how he himself used to see, where is the Sannyasi? Where is that person? Where is he hiding? Who is receiving these pilgrims? Who is receiving these ordinary people also? You see, Prabhupada speak Harikatha. Who is speaking Harikatha? You see, they say everyone would speak Harikatha to these ordinary people. They change them and offer them to Prabhupada's lotus feet. When I was in Mathura, then Gurudev would tell us, you see, all these people who are coming, you should know that if you serve them, you're actually doing Guru Seva, Bhagavad Seva. Don't think, oh, I'm feeding them, cooking for them. Oh, I have to wash their pots and do so many things. How will Bhagwan be happy with this? How will Bhagwan be served? This is the work of ordinary people. Saying no. This is Guru Seva. This is Bhagwan's happiness. If you learn something good, then you teach others also. If you're eating nicely, then feed others nicely. If you're wearing nice cloth, then you give a nice cloth to others also to wear. Then you yourself will be nice. You will be changed. You see, a father is always beating his son. Then the son, what will he say? When he grows up, he'll start beating his father. He said, now I'm paying you back in kind. You beat me, now I'm beating you. You see, the mother keeps calling her son donkey, donkey. Then the son says, you're the mother of the donkey. So you're also donkey. So you're a female donkey. So then they say, you see, who spoiled that boy? Therefore, Guru doesn't make disciples. Guru, he makes gurus. You see, a teacher doesn't make students, he makes teachers. If you don't have patience, then how can you change a person? So my Guru Maharaj, from his childhood, he used to serve, he used to always be there with Prabhupada's near and dear associates, with his disciples, followers. Those who had darshan of my Guru Maharaj have seen, just see how he was. So sober. So calm, equipoised, he would never say anything in return. How he used to respect everyone. He would, even his godbrothers who would come, he teach them everything, respect them, how to engage in Guru Seva, Bhagavad Seva. Once Maharaj, he told me in Mathura, if anything does something wrong, this is your fault. And I said, oh, this is my fault. Have I taught them to behave in such a way? And they told me, this is your fault. You're always, you're in your room, you lock the room. But who will teach all these other brahmacharis? They don't know anything. So therefore they're bound to do fault, commit a fault. So this is your duty, to teach them. You must anyhow by your love, look after them, nourish them. If you cannot do this, then you're opposed to me. You don't accept me. If you follow me, then you also have love. You'll have a duty for all the others. Teach, to instruct them. So you call everyone and you love them. This is Guru Seva. This is a sign that you have faith in me. That you are faithful to me. So Prabhupada and his associates, they are of this caliber. This is the distribution of Sneha, Preeti. Whatever you receive from your Guru, if you cannot give to others, then how is this Guru Seva? Therefore, Guru Seva, Bhagavat Seva. Oh, I've read the Gita Bhagavat, I've collected so much knowledge, I know many things. But if you don't teach others, if you cannot speak this Katha to them, then you're very cruel hearted. Therefore, my Guru Maharaj, he'd say, if even one person would come, Prabhupada speak Harikatha to him for 4 or 5 hours, never stop. Even my Guru Maharaj was like this. When I'd come back from my school, 8 or 10 of us would come to Devananda Gaudiya Math. And during the evening, when Guru Maharaj would be sitting there, then 8 o'clock in the night, the prasadam bell would ring after Katha Kirtan Arati. And unless Guru Maharaj would honor Mahaprasad, none of them would honor Mahaprasad. And when we'd sit crowding around Guru Maharaj, he'd speak Harikatha, and all the brahmacharis would be very upset because they can't say anything to Guru Maharaj. And they would tell us, signal us, go away from here. Yeah, we have to honor Mahaprasad. But Guru Maharaj would not leave us, continue speaking Harikatha to us. When the Guru Maharaj would tell the sevaks, give them some prasad, then they'd get some fruits, flowers. And then Guru Maharaj would say, give them something nice. Why are you giving such powdered things? Bring them paneer, chana dal, bring them rasgulla, some sandesh. Bring some nice sweets. You're eating nicely, clothing yourself nicely, but someone else comes, you give them a try roti, try chapati, and some useless things to eat. He's saying, oh, you don't have adhikar, Mahaprasad. Only these rasgullas and malpuas are for me. The kachodi is only for me. So Guru Maharaj would chat. Bring something, and then they'd give to us because we were young boys, and then they would tell us, go quickly. Guru Maharaj hasn't honored Mahaprasad, but Guru Maharaj would not leave us. Speak Harikatha until 9 in the night. So when we would go near the gate, then the sevaks would tell us, next time we'll not let you enter inside if you make it late. So what can we do because Guru Maharaj is not stopping speaking such beautiful Harikatha? So Guru Maharaj would say that during Prabhupada's time, Prabhupada, he ordered all the santas. Your dharma is during the day. At least 14 hours a day you should do Harikatha. Speak Harikatha, do Kirtan. So the time Bhakti Pramod Puri Goswami Maharaj, Pranavananda Brahmachari, said, how can I do Kirtan for such a long time, Prabhupada? Saying, then you do Harinam, yes. How can I chant Harinam, chant my mantras? Whole day working in the press. And Arati 3 times, Katha Kirtan. Then how much time do you sleep? 4 hours. Now reduce it by half. Now you sleep only 2 hours. 2 hours you chant Harinam. So Bhaktivinoda Puri Goswami Maharaj, he would say, just see, Prabhupada's Kripa was there by then. Prabhupada's Kripa is present now. Because of his Kripa, now everything is going on even now. So Harikatha Kirtan, Bhaktivinoda Puri Maharaj would speak whole day, and then they would all leave. And they'd say, I am not speaking Harikatha for anyone, I am speaking Harikatha for my Prabhupada, for Sri Bhagavan. So Guru Maharaj, Jesse, from his very childhood until the last day of his life, shown by his own life, by his own example. So last Gurudev, he sent me, go meet your Guru Maharaj. So that time I took 25-30 devotees with me. Went to Nimai Tirtha Gauriya Math, which is on the banks of the Ganga. And Guru Maharaj, he asked me, take me also, take me to Govardhan. At that time, there was no temple there in Govardhan. This was in 2004. Giridhari Gaudiya Math was built after. Saying, where will you stay? I'll stay with some Brajvasi. What will you eat? Oh, I'll do some Madhukari. Then how will you eat these fat Brajvasi rotis? You don't have teeth. Oh, no problem. I'll soak them in buttermilk, in matha. Anyhow, I'll melt them and I'll eat them. But I want to spend my last days of my life near Giriraj. But then I told you, Sevaks will not leave you. You're the Acharya, you're the Guru. You have thousands of disciples. Your Sevaks will not leave you. Said, oh, I don't care for any of them. None of them are mine. And all the Sevaks are there. Then the Sevaks said, we are not yours. Then, oh, you're great scholars. You're very intelligent. You have so many good qualities. I want to go to Govardhan. But the Sevaks did not leave him. Said, oh, Guru Maharaj, now even this Govardhan Gaudiya Math is present there. Just see, his Sevak has built a nice temple there. So Guru Maharaj stayed there for many months. It's on the banks of Giriraj, Talhati. Maharaj, he used to stay there doing Brajmandal Parikrama. And this Annakoot Mahamotsav would be observed there. So I've seen this Gurugat Pran, how they served that such Nishtha towards Giriraj, Govardhan, Radhakund, Shamkund. Guru Vandana Sat Seva Kunji Vraji Ramya Govardhana Giro Sada Radha Kundra Sandet Seva Pradayakam. Where is Guruji? I mean Seva Kunj. Gurudev would say, if you want to see me, then come to Seva Kunj. I'll meet you there. Vraji Ramya. He's present all over Vraj. But Seva Kunj is this place. Why? See, Rup Sanatan Gaudiya Math is there right near Sevakunj. Gurudevi manifested this place. May Brinda Devi's mercy, causeless mercy. Sevakunj Vraja Ramye Govardhana Giro Sada. I'm there on the banks of Giriraj. You can meet me there. Or else, there near Radhakund. If you go to Radhakund, if you have the Seva Vritti tendency to serve, then you will see. Then I'm always rendering my services there as Radharani's Palyadasi Kinkari at Radhakund. My Guru Maharaj, he said the same thing. Trikram Maharaj also. He said three of them were one Atma, one soul. Because they're all maidservants of Vinod Manjari. Vinod Manjari is maidservant of Nayan Manjari. And they're all the Kinkaris of Vinod Manjari. And if you do Sadhan Bhajan, then you can realize that forms their services, Manjaris. If you practice their instructions in your whole life, then very quickly you'll realize they've already given their paricha. They've said where you can find us, where you can meet us. This is not my imagination. Someone may say, oh, he's made this up, all these shlokas. But this is their imagination, not my imagination or speculation. I don't know anything. But still, I know that Maharaj, by his causeless mercy, gave me a place at his lotus feet. And he is looking after me. Because yesterday we heard that the soul is eternal. And Krishna said, Chetanas Chetananam, Nitya Nityanam, Tanam Chetanas Chetananam. So I say, if the Atma is Nitya, then Guru is also eternal. Where is this place? Therefore, it is said, in Vrindavan, Rajadham, they are always present. I was engaged in Nitya Seva. And now this birth is had. And in Jagannath Parikshetra Mandal, one will do sadhan. And in Braj, this is the Nitya Vihar Stali of Radha and Krishna, perform the eternal Leelas here. When his Nitya Seva is, one is absorbed in his Nitya Seva. So now it's become a little late. So now we're speaking. Tomorrow we'll listen more about the glories of our Guru Varga. But you must remember that Mahaprabhu, he gave this Kunjamala and Giridhari Shila, Giridhari Shila. Shri Raghunath Das Goswami, Mahaprabhu himself would serve. This is the speciality of our sampradaya, that as long as you don't have sambandha with Giriraj, and until then, you can never enter Raj. Neither can you enter Raj. Not at any cost. Krishna brought all the Vrajavasis to Giriraj's lotus feet. Where did he bring them? At Dangati. And where did he bring them there? He said, now give yourselves in charity. Offer yourselves. Then what did Giriraj do? Giriraj in this Danyavartan Kund, he gave this Swarup Siddhi. He'll give you this Swarup Siddhi and he'll give you this Nityadikar, Sevadikar. We offer this garbage. This material body is actually garbage. But Giriraj, he'll give you a Nitya Swarup Siddhi, give you this Nitya Sevadikar. Sadhikar to serve eternally in Radha Krishna's leelas. Devoshya Raghunath Das Goswami said, Nijanikatani Vasam Dehi Govardhanatam. So beginning from our very childhood, Gurudev would force, impress, he would tell us these things. Impress these things upon us. Remember Giriraj. And Param Gurudev, he established Radha Vinod Bihari and Mahaprabhu during this Annakut Mahamotsav. So even now Giriraj is present in the ashram. Giriraj is nearby, but still we don't go. So but we've done so much Giriraj Parikrama. Gurudev told me, oh, I've done so much Giriraj Seva, Giriraj Parikrama, still he hasn't given a place. Then I said, oh, surely he'll give you a place. Then Gurudev said, surely by his desire he'll give us something. Before we'd stay, there's been Dharmashala, then Lakshminarayan Dharmashala, then Modi Bhavan. We should stay in different places. But Anukut would surely be observed in Giriraj. Then, now you see this Giridhari Gaudiya Math is present there, where this Nityakal Nityaseva is going on eternally. Or else, which place does Gurudev like the most? Where his Manobishta Seva is being rendered? So I say, Gurudev, he would speak all these things, one after another. If you catch the finger, the hand is had. And if you catch the hand, the shoulder is had. And if your shoulder is caught, then the head is had. So if you remember Maharaj, then Trikrama Maharaj is remembered. If you remember Trikrama Maharaj, then Bhavan Goswami Maharaj and Gurudev are remembered. If you remember them, then Vinod Bihari Brahmachari is remembered. If you remember Vinod Bihari Brahmachari and Prabhupada is remembered, then so the entire Guru Varga is remembered. One after another. Therefore, it is a matter of our great fortune. Great fortune. Avabhagyam Nandagopa Vrajau Kasam Janmitram Paramanandam Purnam Brahma Sanatanam. That, why is one so fortunate? Because Janmitram Paramanandam. Who is everyone's friend? This Paramananda Swarup. Opa Vrajaukasam. This Nanda Braj. Who is everyone's dear friend in this Nanda Baba's Braj? This Purna Brahma Sanatanam, the Supreme Lord, Sri Bhagavan Himself, eternal, primeval personality of Godhead. So it is a matter of great fortune that we are related. We have sambandha with our Guru Varga. They are our dear friends. Because they will give us this Sevadikar to serve Nandanandan. This qualification to remain in Braj and serve Nandanandan. It's a matter of great fortune. So we'll stop now. It's getting late. And tomorrow we'll continue doing Shravan Kirtan. Devanandari Hari Bo.